This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Rohan Patil, a technical analyst at Bonanza Portfolio. He gave us three buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty has formed a smaller degree rounding bottom formation on the daily chart after retesting its 21-day exponential moving average on the daily time frame chart. The index on the intraday chart has given a horizontal trend line breakout and has sustained above the same. Momentum Oscillator RSI is hovering near 55 to 65 level with positive crossover on the daily interval. The overall structure on the indicator suggests RSI may soon revisit the 70 level, which is its prior resistance zone. India VIX for the last three trading sessions has been forming red candles on the daily chart, and on March 10th, the volatility index drifted almost 8% to close below 21 level. As the India VIX slips lower, there will be a cooling off in the market volatility with a clearer trend. The base support for the Nifty 50 has shifted above 14,850 to 14,900 level, and any dip near the said level can be used as a buy on dips opportunity. The current rally looks quite convincing and the index may touch 15,400 or maybe a new lifetime high in the coming trading sessions. Here are three buy calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. HPCL is the first call, target price is ₹258, stop loss is ₹230, and upside potential for this call is 7%. HPCL, after a prolonged consolidation, has witnessed a rectangle pattern breakout on the weekly time frame chart and is currently trading above its trendline support. A recent minor retracement has found support near the 50-day exponential moving average, and currently the price is trading above its 50 and 100-day exponential moving average, which is positive for the counter in the near term. Stochastic and MACD oscillators are showing strength in the stock. Besides, most oil and gas stocks are showing strength in the smaller time frame charts. When we observe volume activity, there has been an above average volume setup for the last few days. Momentum Oscillator RSI is tangled in a bullish range shift of 50 to 70 levels with positive crossover on a broader time frame. Fortis Healthcare is the second call, target price ₹192.50, stop loss ₹172, and upside potential for this call is 7%. The stock has witnessed a rectangle pattern breakout on the daily time frame and is currently trading above the trendline support. It is trading in higher high, higher low formation on the weekly scale, which is positive for the counter in the short to medium term. The counter is trading above its 21, 50 and 100 day exponential moving averages on the weekly as well as daily time frame, which is positive for the prices. The stock has found support near 38.20% Fibonacci retracement, which is placed at ₹160 level from its previous intermediate low on the weekly interval. And HCL Technologies is the third call, target price ₹1,050, stop loss ₹955, and upside potential for this call is 6%. This stock had been consolidating for the last 1 month in the range of ₹910 to 970. On March 10th, HCL Tech witnessed a consolidation breakout which is placed above ₹980. The counter is trading in a higher high, higher low formation, trading above its upward rising trendline support on the weekly chart. The stock is trading above its 21, 50 and 100-day exponential moving averages on the weekly as well as daily time frame, which is positive for the prices in the near term. Momentum Oscillator RSI has given horizontal trendline breakout above 55 level and is currently trading above the 60 level. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.